Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, March 28, 2024, and I have two special guests. I got Professor Jim Fetzer and Professor Joel, but before I turn it loose here on them, I just want to say Joel Lieberman, he died yesterday, Mossad agent, acted as a senator, I believe it was, or congressman. He was Mossad, he was a Jewish mafia. Satan welcomes you. Just what I want to say, Satan welcomes you, because that's who you're serving now. But go ahead. Let's go with Jim first. What's the subject matter you want to talk about today?
Well, of course, Lieberman was a senator from Connecticut, and yeah, he was an avid Zionist, and Bibi Netanyahu has mourned his death. In contrast to the latest remarks from the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who's actually been calling for Israel to have new elections to replace Netanyahu, that he's become an obstacle to peace, which is really quite a stunning development. But I believe the whole country is moving so far away from the Biden administration for its support of genocide in Gaza, and of course international contempt for America has only grown. Even Trump has gone so far as to say Israel has to end this, that we need peace, and that they're losing the support of the world, and that it was a colossal mistake to release photographs and videos of the destruction, because Israel is now in ruins. I think these are important developments. And Netanyahu has even refused now to hold a conference that was going to take place related to all these issues in Israel and Gaza. He's so incensed by the fact that the United States abstained from vetoing a resolution demanding that Israel cease the war. The New York Times, shabby institution that it is, propaganda rag that it has become, misdescribed the UN resolution and said it merely called for Israel to do this, where those things it calls for are like asking them kindly if they would at least think about doing something they might not want to do, unlike, which have no significance under international law, unlike demands, which are strictly under international law. Israel is in violation of international law, given this National Security Council resolution passed by 14-0 with one abstention. This is a turning point politically, and I do believe Israel, by the vast genocide, has exposed its true character. No one will ever think kindly of Israel again. No one will ever be deceived by their playing the victim card. The Holocaust was a manufactured event. It was a mass illusion, but what's going on here in Gaza is for real. It's mass murder, for which there is no excuse, no exemption, no justification. Israel has collapsed in the eyes of the world.
Joe, do you want to add to that?
Well, what I would add to this is from a gentleman that used to be on Stu's radio program by the name of Jake Parker. And Jay came out of a satanic ritual society called Arden, Delaware, who had its corresponding side, Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. And his mother told him at the time that there were two people that he knew that were members of the satanic rule, and that was Bibi Netanyahu and President Biden. So it fits the reason why Bibi Netanyahu is, if you look at it from that point of view, of why he is so tenacious and conducting this war on the Gaza. Because when you look at it and look at the total picture, this is a sacrifice of the number of innocents that were absolutely destroyed. That is, blowing up the buildings and having it collapse on them, where you have over 30,000 women and children dead. And so far, they have continued the war because they've continued with the attacks in the southern tip of the Gaza. So there you have it. I think this is part of Bibi's driven attitude and where it comes from, because this is, in the light of satanic rituals, this is a ritual. Of course, there's more to it than that, but that is what I think is a spiritual motivating force of Biden and Bibi Netanyahu.
Well, of course, the situation is completely incoherent, because on the one hand, the United States, by abstaining and allowing the resolution to go through, is calling for a ceasefire. In the meanwhile, we continue to provide weapons.